here's a story from The World.
President Biden had his first official phone call with China's leader Xi Jinping this week. They spoke about human rights, Hong Kong, and trade. President Trump had engaged Beijing in a two-year trade war. This week we learned that President Biden has not called a truce. Joining me now is economist Michael Klein with the Fletcher School at Tufts University. He's also the executive editor of EconoFact, a website that explains complex economic topics for the rest of us. Michael, welcome back to the show. Trump's weapon of choice in his trade war has been tariffs. Economists don't agree on everything, but most agree on this, that tariffs are a dull instrument to accomplish your goals. But Biden this week said the tariffs will remain in place for the time being. What do you make of that?
Well, the tariffs, as you stated, are not really that good an instrument to preserve manufacturing jobs. For instance, the tariffs on aluminum may help some workers in the aluminum industry, but they're going to hurt workers for industries where aluminum is an input to production, cars, boats, even aluminum cans. So overall, while it might target help in some industries, it could have a much bigger and adverse effect on a wider range of industries.
Remind me and our listeners why President Trump started the trade war with China.
Well, that's a good question, actually. When he put in place the tariffs on steel and aluminum, he referred to Section 232, which was saying that the fact that there was not enough domestic production of steel and aluminum was a national security threat. Most people discounted this and thought of it more as a fig leaf, and it was just part of his overall America First policy. But what happened was that in his last day in office, for example, he removed the tariffs on the United Arab Emirates. And that was seen by many as an act that had nothing to do with economics, but had to do with brokering the peace between the UAE and Israel. So it's not clear that there really was a coherent economic reason behind the tariff policy of President Trump.
There have been a lot of downsides to the trade war. Consumers pay more for products. American businesses are scrambling to find new supply chains. It has also strained U.S.-China relations. But the goals, evening the trade playing field, those haven't really been accomplished. So why keep the tariffs in place?
And I think they're a bargaining chip. There are certainly things to be concerned about in our economic relationships with China, intellectual property, for example. These are best addressed through a multilateral approach. So tariffs are one way to get a high-profile action that your electorate sees, but it's not clear that economically it really has that big a benefit.
Michael, what would be a better way than tariffs for the Biden administration to achieve his goals and re-engage with China?
I think the ultimate goal in terms of the economy is really not to engage with China. There are things to do with China, but the ultimate goal is to help the middle class. And so we have to think about how to help people. And trade is a convenient sort of boogeyman for this, but it's not clear that addressing trade is really the best way to help people enter and stay in the middle class.
Would you expect Biden to lift these tariffs ultimately? And when do you think that might happen?
That's really hard to say. Again, they're kind of a bargaining chip. And there are a lot of chips that you want to have on the table in front of you when you are dealt your hand. So it depends on how he wants to approach it, what he sees is an opportunity to give some things up in order to get other things that he wants. So I see this more as a political decision and an effort to try to have something behind him that he can use when he's negotiating over a range of different issues.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says essentially Biden is going to watch and wait now. What does come next?
Well, this is not a one-person game. It's a two-person game. So you have to see how the other side responds as well. It's like in chess. You know, what you do depends upon what your opponent does. And you can plan contingent on different kinds of moves. And I'm sure the administration is doing that. But it really depends upon what happens, not only with China, but with other countries as well. And if they're going to move with the United States, for example, who are our allies, who are also concerned with China, or if the United States is kind of left out alone to deal with these things. So it's a multidimensional game, and it's hard to predict what's going to happen next when there are so many contingencies.
Michael Klein is a professor of international economic affairs at Tufts University. Great to have you with us today, Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.
PRX.